Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Simulcast.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Jared Salente, founder of Trends Research Institute, trendsresearch.com. Folks, go there and check it out. You'll thank me later. I promise you, you'll get smarter when you do. And if you want to get the farthest away from fake news on the planet, trendsresearch.com, and you'll be as far away as you can be from fake news. Hey, Gerald, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all the work that you do, the great stuff that you do. I know you've got something on your mind, but I want to say before we get there, I miss the times, and I've said this earlier this week one time, I miss the times when everything that happened in America didn't require a response from the president. Even a killing. Somebody, God forbid, somebody dies, even an attack somewhere. I remember the day when the president didn't ever wade in on that. And nobody even asked him about it.
I know, and then now they Twitter and they talk to the media. They just talk to a bunch of jerks.
Don't you miss those days?
I agree with you. I wholeheartedly agree with you. You know, and that's what Trump
is. Is it necessary? It's not necessary for the president to weigh in on everything that happens in America.
I agree.
Because it makes us believe that he's in charge.
I know. Yeah, that's true too.
What a joke.
Well, and Ken Langone, the co-founders of Home Depot.
Yeah, Langone. Mm-hmm.
Billionaire, you know. He made a statement that Trump is self-inflicted wounds.
He does that.
And it's hurting his economic agenda. And I'm saying that because you saw what is happening to the markets. And this is very important. You see where gold is going. So now how is the markets in part were rising because of the belief of Trump's economic policy? That was the Trump rally. Infrastructure rebuilding,
right.
Tax reform, and deregulation. Now none of that has happened.
Well, deregulation has happened.
Yeah, but to a small extent.
And it's huge. No. That's one thing, Gerald.
Okay, go on.
It's huge.
Let me know.
All right. Well, I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
I cover this a lot. The man who knows more about regulations than anybody on the planet, Wayne Cruz with CEI, he has reported on this show for 20 years. The last 3 years in a row under Obama, we had record regulations. In May, he was on the show saying, "Jim, I went to the Federal Register. There were no new regs." He said, "I've never seen that before."
No, but I'm talking about dereg now, not new regulations.
No, I know, but
you know, but all I'm saying is the Trump agenda has not gone anywhere.
With the exception of regulations, I agree with you.
And so what I'm saying is what Langone is saying, that this is a self-inflicted wound. And what he did on Charlottesville, but it's hurting his economic agenda. Mm-hmm. And that's what people have to start
looking at. It is noteworthy, though, Gerald, that the one thing that he had control over, he did. Regulations. Tax reform, health care,
I'm looking at the economic picture.
I agree with that.
And so what we're saying to our subscribers, you know, this may be a time for safe haven currencies. Because, you know, Well, to me, it's going to, I don't give financial advice, gold. And you're also seeing, you know, this rise in Bitcoin as the world goes cashless, more and more people are going into it.
Yeah.
And again, but the difference is
I'm not as fascinated with Bitcoin as I am blockchains and distributed ledgers. That's what's fascinating.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So going back to this, what we're saying is look at the IMF just coming out 2 days ago warning about China's debt. Do you know China quadrupled its debt since the panic of 2008?
Mm-hmm.
It's now at $30 trillion.
Well, we've quadrupled ours since President Bush took office.
But again, we have $20 trillion. They got $30 trillion.
Yeah.
And now you go also, these the central banks from, you know, the UK, US, ECB, Switzerland, Sweden, they're holding about, you know, $19 trillion worth of bonds and other assets. And they can't unwind.
So you think gold's now's a good time to...
I'm not saying it's a good time. I'm saying watch what's going on. I don't give financial advice, but if it breaks over 1,400, I'm saying it's going to go to 2,000.
Yeah, you may be right. Hey, Gerald, good job today, and good luck with the properties up there. And that we're thinking about you guys.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for all you do.
Okay, Gerald Celente, ladies and gentlemen. I promise you, you need to go find out what's going on over there at Trends Research. TrendsResearch.com. You will thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.